Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this local radio station. And thanks for listening to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you here to share some good things over the next 5 minutes or so. So let's get started telling you about some of our sponsors. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County. The Niobrara National Scenic River. It's number one river adventure in the Midwest. So check it out. Visit valentine.org or Merritt Reservoir. How about that? International Dark Skies designation and home of the Nebraska Star Party. You can find more information by going to visitvalentine.org.
And don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. You can subscribe just by going to tsln.com. And why would you want to do that? Well, if you want to keep up on the local, national, and international livestock industry news, that's what you need to do. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
What are you going to share with us today for the good stuff, Kim?
Actual Craigslist personal, the personal ads.
Oh,
I've got some personal ads to share.
That could be scary.
Well, and you don't hear much about Craigslist anymore. I'm not sure when this began to circulate, and perhaps you've heard it, but thought I'd share. To the guy who tried to mug me downtown, I was a guy wearing the black Burberry jacket that you demanded that I hand over shortly after you pulled the knife on me and my girlfriend, threatening our lives. You also asked for my girlfriend's purse and earrings. I can only hope that you somehow come across this rather important message. First, I'd like to apologize for your embarrassment. I didn't expect you to actually mess in your pants when I drew my pistol after you took my jacket. The evening was not that cold, and I was wearing the jacket for a reason. My girlfriend had just bought me that Kimber Model 1911 45 ACP pistol for my birthday, and we had picked up a shoulder holster for it that very evening. Obviously, you agree that it is a very intimidating weapon when pointed at your head, isn't it? I know it probably wasn't fun walking back to wherever you'd come from with that brown sludge in your pants. I'm sure it was even worse walking barefoot since I made you leave your shoes, cell phone, and wallet with me. That prevented you from calling or running to your buddies to come help mug us again. After I called your mother, or mama, as you had her listed in your cell, I explained the entire episode of what you'd done. Then I went and filled up my gas tank, as well as those of four other people at the gas station, on your credit card. The guy with the big motorhome took 150 gallons, and he was extremely grateful. I gave your shoes to a homeless guy outside Vinnie Van Gogh's, along with all the cash in your wallet. That sure made his day. I then threw your wallet into your big pink pimp mobile that was parked at the curb after I broke the windshield and side window and keyed the entire driver's side of the door. Later, I called a bunch of phone sex numbers from your cell phone. Ma Bell just shut down the line, although I only used the phone for a little over a day now. So what's going on with that? Earlier, I managed to get into two threatening phone calls with the DA's office and one with the FBI while mentioning President Obama as my possible target. The FBI guy seemed real intense, and we had a nice long chat, I guess while he traced your number, probably. Anyway, perhaps I should apologize for not killing you, but I feel this type of retribution is a far more appropriate punishment for your threatened crime. I wish you well as you try to sort through some of these rather immediate pressing issues, and can only hope that you have the opportunity to reflect upon and perhaps reconsider the career path you've chosen to pursue in life. Remember, next time you might not be so lucky. Have a good day. Thoughtfully yours, Alex. And P.S., remember this motto: an armed society makes a more civil society.
Well, there you go.
And that's an actual ad from Craigslist. Hey, Mike, let's leave them with some things to ponder on.
Okay.
All right. How about some quotes? It's okay to be scared, but you have to get out there. Open up. Love. Make mistakes. Learn. Be stronger. And don't forget to start all over again.
No matter who tries to teach you lessons about life, you won't understand it until you go through it on your own.
Isn't that a bummer? It's so true, but darn anyway. Sometimes the greatest thing to come out of all of your hard work isn't what you get for it, but what you became for it. So don't be afraid of some good hard work.
I am not someone who is ashamed of my past. I'm actually really proud. I know that I made a lot of mistakes, but they, in turn, were my life lessons. And that was from actress Drew Barrymore.
Here's one. Mistakes are proof that you're trying.
Well, now that's true.
Yeah, very good.
And that's the good stuff.